I'm curious, do you have a really great BS detector? Maybe you're often skeptical of others. Are you really street smart? Would you say you're pretty self-assured? You often find yourself being the leader in the group. Maybe you even struggle to ask for help. Do you love a good challenge? Do you fight really hard for the causes you believe in? Do you have a great sense of humor? I bet you're a blast. You might have thought that these were all parts of your personality, but they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. Over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we think of as our personality is often this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are 5 different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that we immediately go to when we start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who we are so much as what's blocking who we are. The good news is that once you take my quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and then you can live and parent your kids as your true and authentic self. Click on the quiz link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. Welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast, the show for ambitious women ready to get off the hot mess express. I know you've got a lot going on. You work so hard. You're raising an incredible family. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. I'm your host, Michelle Grosser. I'm a certified master life coach, attorney, wife, and mom. And years ago, I was right where you are. I was running a busy law practice while raising a family, and I was on the fast track to burnout. I thought I just needed to be more organized or have better routines, but it was learning how to heal and regulate my nervous system that expanded my capacity to gracefully hold more of this big, beautiful life. You too are worthy of an extraordinary life in and beyond motherhood. Learning to be a calm, anchoring presence in your home and at work is going to be your superpower. If you're here to do the inner work that brings a sense of calm amidst the chaos, I'm here to join you on that journey. Each time you press play, your growth continues. So let's get at it. Hey friends, what's up? You're listening to the Calm Mom Podcast. Michelle Grosser here. So grateful you're spending some time with us. I am recording, if you're listening to this live, I'm recording on Monday and this is coming out on Tuesday. So we're cutting things close today, but I don't know about you guys. It's just been like the never ending flu season in my house the past couple weeks. Ashton is home sick today. Amory came into my room at midnight last night, just bawling. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, I'm scared. I can't breathe. My nose is so stuffed. And you guys can probably tell in my voice, I'm recovering also. So, standing in solidarity with all of you mamas who have been through the same thing over the past few weeks or months. I feel ya. So today we're going to talk about some body-based practices, some somatic practices that can help you shift out of a stress response, out of a fight, flight, or freeze response. And I think this is going to be really helpful for you guys. Before we do that, 2 things I want to ask you and or tell you about. 1, if you've been listening to the Calm Mom Podcast for a while and you guys have not yet left a 5-star rating or a short review, would you do so today? Man, it would mean the world to me. I would be so grateful because here's the thing. When you leave the show a 5-star rating and a short review, that is the best way that we can get this information and these resources about the nervous system out to other moms and other women just like you, right? Women who are managing motherhood and work and the home life and all of it with probably a dysregulated nervous system. So if you could take, I don't know how long it takes, 20 seconds. If you could take 20 seconds today and just scroll down in your app, leave a 5-star rating for the Calm On podcast. And if you could just leave a 1 or 2 sentence, even short review, maybe something you've learned about the show, something that you've appreciated, I would just be so grateful. Thank you. And then second, the spring cohort of Restore, which is our small group coaching program around nervous system regulation. It starts again in April, in the beginning of April. So we're going to be opening the doors to register in just a few weeks at the end of the month. So if that's something that you guys have been interested in, man, jump on the waitlist. There's no obligation or commitment to be on the waitlist. It just means that if you're on that waitlist, you're going to get access to early registration before we open the doors to the public. So as you guys know, it's a small group. I intentionally keep it under 15 women so that I can make sure that you guys are getting individualized coaching and direction and instruction. And when it's full, it's full. So there is a link in the show notes. Go ahead. It's really quick. It takes you to like a Google form. I think there's 2 or 3 questions on there. Give me your name. Give me your email. We'll put you on that wait list if you're interested in being a part in April so that you have an early opportunity to grab your seat when registration opens before they all fill up. I'm so excited for it. I really want to see you guys there. Okay, so today we talk a lot on the podcast about foundational practices for nervous system health, right? A regulated nervous system really is a lifestyle thing, you guys. How are we living, right? How are we thinking? How are we acting? How are we speaking to ourselves mostly and others? You know, how are we resting? How are we working? Like, how are we dealing with our stuff and our baggage and our trauma and our emotions? And like, how are we taking care of our body? All of these things have an impact on our nervous system. And these are really powerful practices that ultimately will change, yes, the state of your nervous system, but ultimately they'll change the state of your life because these are the root cause solutions to so many of the physical, mental, emotional things that we deal with on the day to day, right? But sometimes, especially as you guys are listening to the show and putting this stuff into practice and you're growing in awareness of mapping out the state of your nervous system, sometimes you're going to notice when you're in a stress response, right? When your nervous system is in a fight or flight response or a freeze response, and there are things that you can do in those responses to help you shift your body back to what you might think of as a quote unquote regulated state, right? That ventral vagal state where you're feeling present and calm and you can think clearly and you're doing the things that you want to be doing from a place of presence and connection and consciousness. So today what I want to do is I want to give you guys a few different body-based practices, somatic practices that you can use, try them out, right, to shift out of each of these states, fight, flight, or freeze. Somatic means that they're body-based. And this is important because if you guys have been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that our body is sending a large majority of the messaging that's going on in our system that's sending us into a fight, flight, or freeze response. It's coming from our body up to our brain. And our body doesn't speak a verbal language. What do I mean by that? I mean that you can't just tell yourself to chill out. You can't just tell yourself to calm down. Might that have an impact? Yes, certainly, right? Our mental talk and what's going on up there is important. But 80% of the messaging in your body is going from your body up to your brain. And your body does not speak a verbal language, so you can't just tell it what to do. You have to show it. You have to communicate with your body in a way that your body actually understands. What is that? So that is through things like movement, things like sound, breath, gentle touch. So what I want to do today is I want to give you guys a couple, well, maybe more than that, a few body-based practices to help you shift out of fight or flight or a freeze response. And what I want to do, what I want you to do is I want you to try these. So if you notice that you're feeling anxious or you notice that you're feeling edgy or you notice that you're like procrastinating or you're feeling like you're in a freeze response, try one of these. You can come back and listen or you can take notes now or whatever, just come back and try one. And then notice how your nervous system seems to respond, right? If you try something and you're like, whoa, that was so helpful, right? It took, I don't know, 90 seconds of doing this. And I notice I feel so different. I notice that shift in my nervous system. amazing, right? Tuck that one away, put it in your back pocket. You can use it over and over and over again. Your nervous system will not get tired of that tool. And if you try something else and you're like, oh, I don't know, that didn't really seem to do much, or like my body didn't really seem to respond to that, that's okay too, right? That's just information that you're gathering. To a certain extent, all of these practices are bio-individual, right? Our bodies are all different. So if you try something and you're like, yeah, that didn't really, you know, my body didn't really seem to respond to that, that's okay. Just, you know, check it off and then try something else the next time. The goal is to have a few different practices that you know work for your particular body, right? Your particular nervous system. So this is really just an experiment, and then noticing how your body seems to respond, continuing to use what works, and then moving on from the things that don't seem as effective for you. Okay, so the first one, when you notice you are in a fight response, let's talk about what this might feel like. So when we are in fight or flight, that is our sympathetic nervous system, right? Which is our nervous system's gas pedal, if you will. So there's a lot of activating energy there, right? That is like go, go, go energy. We are hitting the gas. So when you're in a fight response, you might feel edgy. You might feel irritable. You might feel like you have a short fuse. You might feel angry. You might feel aggressive. This might be where you snap at your kids, or you find yourself yelling, or you just have this urge to like throw or hit something, which is a very real urge that we get. There's like no shame associated with that. In your physiology, you might notice somatic cues, right? Your body is telling you that it's activated in a fight response. Maybe your body temperature increases and you feel warm, or your face is starting to get red, or like you notice your heart is beating fast, or your muscles are tensing up. Maybe your breathing changes, right? When you're in a fight response, you have a ton of activating energy that needs to be released. So often, when we feel this fight response, right? I think what mainstream education or social media or whatever tells you to do is like, take a deep breath, right? Go meditate, go like, what, I don't know, whatever it is, like to calm yourself down. But here's the truth, you guys. If you jump straight into trying to calm yourself down, that can actually be a suppression tactic, because you have all of this anger, all of this edginess, all of this like, going on inside of you. And if you just try to calm it down, you might actually be just stuffing it down. You're keeping it in, you're holding it in, you're suppressing all of that anger and all of that energy. And what you actually need to do is the opposite. You need to let it out. Then you can bring in some of that other stuff, the breath work and the stillness and the safety and the calm. That's all beautiful. But first, so often when you're in a fight response, you got to let that stuff go. And then you will have the space and the capacity, and your body will be able to actually return to calm if that's what you're seeking, right? So we need to feel these fight emotions. We need to process them, and we need to release that big activating energy. But we want to have the tools to do that in a healthy, nonviolent way, right? There is no shame associated with anger or rage or edginess or irritability or feeling aggressive. However, that does not give us carte blanche and a green light to just behave however we want to, right? So we want to have tools in place for the healthy expression of those very normal, very human emotions. So we talked about it. Our body communicates with movement, with sound, with breath, with touch. So when you're in a fight response, here are how many? Three different things that you guys can try. The first one, and this is my favorite, it works so well for me and my nervous system, is that when I feel myself in this fight energy, when I'm feeling just like so triggered and edgy and irritable and like, oh, I'm about to lose it, I will just like tuck away for a second. I'll just walk away, go in my room, shut the door, or like just go into a different room. And I do wall pushes. And guys, that sounds exactly what it's like. I like to get at a corner where I can kind of put my hands on two different walls. And I kind of just like squat down a little bit, like do it in a way that feels comfortable. But basically, you're going to really plant your feet and just push your hands and all of your energy into the wall. And you're going to push as hard as you can, and like really feel that anger, really feel all that energy being pushed into the wall, right? Being pushed through your feet into the ground, pushing, 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 and then release it, right? And maybe like move around a little bit, loosen things up, shake it off, and do that a few times, right? Hold it for maybe 15, 20 seconds, as long as you can, where you feel that activating energy really being pushed out of your body until you notice a shift. And after a few times of doing that, you probably will notice a shift, right? And a lot of that really activating, angry energy will have dissipated, and then you'll be in a place to take a couple deep breaths and return to real life, right? So wall pushes, that's the first thing you can try. The second thing you can try to release some of this fight energy is, man, go on Amazon or go to like Walmart or whatever, grab a pool noodle, like one of those foam pool noodles. You can keep it long if that is safe, or you can cut it in half depending on how much space that you have or what your backyard looks like or what you're comfortable with. But man, leave that thing in your basement, leave it out in the backyard, you know, leave it by the pool, put it in your bedroom if you have space, you have a big bedroom. I don't care. But man, go out in a place where you will not break anything, i.e. in the grass or in your basement or something like that. Just start smacking that pool noodle around, like smack the ground, smack the floor, smack, I don't know, your bed, like wherever you're not going to break anything, and let that energy release. Same thing, right? After maybe 60 seconds, 90 seconds of doing this, let yourself make whatever sounds are coming out, right? If you're screaming while you do that, or you're grunting, or you're just like, you'll notice if you don't interrupt that flow, if you don't interrupt that release, it'll only take about a minute or so. And you'll notice a shift out of that fight energy. Hear me out for a second. Are you the strong, silent type? Do you ever feel tired and maybe you struggle to take action? Or I bet you have all of these great thoughts and these ideas and opinions, but maybe you have a hard time expressing yourself. Are you really down to earth? You hold everything all together. Maybe people have even told you that they admire how strong you are. But on the inside, life and motherhood actually feel pretty hard. You might have thought that all of these things are just parts of your personality, but they're actually coping mechanisms that you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially in motherhood. Are you curious to know more? You got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. Over time, those defenses became habits, and then they became patterns. And now that we're adults, what we think of as our personality is often this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are 5 different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram, but rather they describe our safety strategies that we immediately go to when we start to feel overwhelmed. They don't actually describe who we are, but what is blocking who we actually are. The good news is that once you take the quiz, learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and then you can live and parent as your true and authentic self. Click on the quiz link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. And then the last one is similar, I guess. You can scream into a pillow, or just screaming sometimes when I'm really like, I really need to let it go. I'll even just go sit in my car and just like, like scream as loud as I can. You can scream into a pillow, you can go outside and scream. I don't know how close your neighbors are. And then also kind of like hitting the pool noodle. You can also do pillow slams, right? Hold that pillow up over your head and then just, and like slam it down on the ground. And again, 60 to 90 seconds, you'll notice a shift. But here's the thing, you guys. These releases, especially for fight energy, for this big angry energy, they can't just be cathartic. So it might feel really good to go in the basement and just like smack the ground with a pool noodle. Like that might feel cathartic. It might feel good to like punch a punching bag or just go do some sprints in the driveway when you have all of that energy running through you. That might feel really good. But unless it's actually tied to the event and the trigger and the emotion, you're not really processing and releasing anything. You're just having this kind of like cathartic response, which feels good, but you're not actually releasing, truly releasing everything that's in there. So if you're doing wall pushes, if you're smacking stuff with a pool noodle, if you're screaming into a pillow, you want to be intentional that while you're doing that, you're actually connecting with the rage and the anger and the irritability and the all of those stuff, all of those things that are coming up in relation to whatever it is that's triggering you, to allow it to actually process and then fully release instead of just kind of being recycled. Okay. All right. So that's if you're in a fight response. Let's talk about flight response. Now, the physiological signs of a flight response can be similar. Fight or flight, right? We often lump them together. So a lot of the physiological signs, symptoms, somatic cues may be similar to a fight response. So things like your heart rate might increase, right? It might beat faster as your body is preparing to flee, to run from whatever the threat is that it's perceiving. Your breathing might change. It might become faster and shallow if you're in a flight response. Maybe you're someone who's like starts to feel sweaty when you're stressed out. Muscle tension, right? Our muscles tense up in preparation for us to run and escape if that's what our body thinks that we need to do in the moment. That's why so many of us who are stuck in chronic fight or flight have so much chronic muscle tension. Our neck, right? Our jaw, our shoulders, our back are chronically tight and they ache and they're sore and they hurt because when we're in a fight or flight response, our muscles will tense up. Maybe you feel really jittery. Maybe you feel really restless, right? You're like nervous, anxious, on edge, ready to take action. That's indicative that your nervous system is in a flight response. Maybe you have a hard time concentrating, right? Maybe your nervous system is perceiving danger. So you're just like kind of all over the place. You're having a hard time focusing. Maybe you're noticing that your gut is responding, right? So your digestive processes slow down and you're starting to have gut issues or nausea or like just like kind of stomach pain, like just feel kind of queasy. And then the telltale sign, I guess, of being in a flight response is that you might really feel this like strong urge to flee or escape. So this is when we're like, I'm out of here, right? I'm dipping out. I'm out of here. Red flag that you're in a flight response. So same as the fight response, when you're experiencing flight, that is a sympathetic nervous system state. So that's still the gas pedal is being pushed, right? That means that you have energy, all of this activating energy inside of you that needs to be released. So same thing with the fight energy, right? When we are in flight, when we feel very anxious and all of this energy going on, our first resort being deep breathing or stillness or meditation, I think those can all be helpful, but first I would recommend that you connect with your body and see how that flight energy wants to be released. So if your legs are feeling super jittery, you guys, and your mind is racing like 1,000 miles an hour, I mean, I don't have to tell you, right? Like good luck trying to sit still and meditate for 10 minutes. Like that's an exercise in futility. It's not going to go anywhere because you have all of that energy inside of you that first needs to be released. Then you can introduce a stillness practice like breathing or meditation or whatever to bring you back to a sense of calm and safety in your body. But first, you got to let that activating energy move and release. Okay, so a couple or a few somatic practices that you guys can try when you're in a flight state. One, shaking. And that's exactly what it sounds like. Stand up and just start shaking your body, right? You can lift your hands up kind of like head level. I'm doing it here. But just like start shaking them, right? Shake them out. Like imagine all of that energy just being shaken out of your body. Shake and wiggle and move. Shake your legs out. Shake your feet out. Shake your arms. Shake your hands. You can kind of like wiggle around in your middle section, right? Like move your hips like you had a hula hoop on. And just moving and shaking again for a minute and a half, 2 minutes until you notice a shift in the state of your nervous system. That kind of movement can be really helpful for releasing that kind of frenetic, anxious energy. Dancing. Dancing is such a great somatic practice, you guys. throw on one of your favorite songs, something that you're like jamming out to. If you're like me, it's your, you know, 90s hip hop playlist. Bring out some Missy Elliott, bring out some Aaliyah, bring out some whatever, and just start grooving, dancing like a fool, right? I'm not talking about like doing the foxtrot. I'm talking about just moving your body in the way that your body intuitively knows it has to move to release this energy. And how long's a song? 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes? I promise you, one song. Notice how you feel before. Dance, shake, wiggle. Notice how you feel after. You're going to experience a shift in the state of your nervous system. And then two more. The next one is a breath technique. It's called a physiological breath. It's a big name for a very short, simple breath, but it's one of the most powerful ways to bring regulation and safety and calm to your nervous system. This is how it works. And this breath is so powerful, you guys, that you only really need to do it 2 or 3 times. So we're talking a total of like 1 minute maybe to do this practice. And you'll notice quite an immediate shift in the state of your nervous system. And this is how it works. You're going to breathe in through your nose. You guys can do it now with me if you're able. Breathe in through your nose as deeply as you can until it feels like your lungs are completely full. So you breathe in. When you feel like you're at the top of your breath, breathing in your nose, you can't breathe in anymore. One more quick breath. So you breathe in and then one more at the end. One more quick breath and then you release it. You exhale through your mouth, a long, slow, deep, full exhale. And that's it. You breathe in through your nose as much as you can and then one more last breath at the top and then a slow exhale through your mouth. Doing that 2 or 3 times, you will notice a shift in the state of your nervous system. And then the last one is body tapping. I really love this one too. A lot of my clients find a ton of relief with body tapping, but you literally just put your hands into a fist. And then again, exactly how it sounds, you will tap all over your body, right? To a pressure that feels safe and comfortable and effective for you. So some people like to tap harder on their bodies. Some people like to tap more gently and more softly. But what you're doing here is you're bringing your awareness to your body. So often when we're stuck in a flight response, the story is spinning out in our head, right? We're stuck in the story. We're stuck in all the worries. We're stuck in the looping thoughts, the hamster wheel, all these things going on up in our head. So when we body tap and we pay attention every time that our fist makes contact with our body, we can do it over our chest, along our arms, our torso, our up and down our legs. As you bring awareness to each time your hand connects with your body and the sensation of that, it's helping your body get out of your head and into your body, which is in itself a regulating practice. Okay? So try those out. And then the last stress response I want to give you guys tools for is the freeze response. So if fight or flight is the stress response where our body is hitting the gas pedal, right? That's a lot of activating energy. Then the freeze response is the stress response where our body is like slamming on the brake. Our body is so overwhelmed with stress that there is no like gentle tap on the brake. There is no like easing to slow down. It's this hard slam the brakes, shutting down, sending you into a dorsal vagal response, we call it. So what might this look like? Well, if you're in a freeze response, you probably feel pretty disconnected from other people, from yourself, from your body. Maybe you notice you're spacing out. These are the moments where like you'll drive all the way home from work or all the way home from the grocery store or from, you know, drop off, and you get home and you're like, holy moly, like how did I even get here? I wasn't even paying attention, right? Or like your kids are talking to you and they're telling you a story and then they're like, mom. And you're like, huh, what? Like you just were not there. This might look like burnout. This might look like procrastination. You just feel dissociated. You might feel mentally or emotionally stuck. Like maybe if you're in a freeze response, it's really hard for you to make some decisions. Maybe it's really hard for you to get some stuff done. Like you're sitting on the couch and you know that you have to put the laundry into the dryer, but like you feel like you physically cannot get your body up off the couch. Be compassionate and gentle with yourself. You're probably in a freeze response. You're not lazy. It might also feel like you're having an out-of-body experience. Maybe it feels like you're watching yourself from the outside. Like, have you guys ever had those experiences where you don't feel like you're in your body, but you're like on the outside looking in? You're just not really present, right? You might also experience things like brain fog or forgetfulness, right? This happens when we like open the fridge and we have no idea why we just did that, or why we walk into a room and we're like, what did I come in here to get, right? There's a level of paralysis that can come from a freeze response when we're in a certain state of overwhelm. So what do we do? Because this is a nervous system response that is dissociating and disconnecting, right? The best somatic practices when you're in a free state are the ones that get you into your body, into your body. So when you notice that you're in a free state, what you really want to do is be like, okay, how can I bring awareness to what's going on in my body? So I think the easiest way to do that, and you can even do this when you're laying down or lounging on the couch or sitting or wherever you're at, is a body scan. And start, you know, start at the top of your head or start at the bottom of your feet and just scan slowly your way through your whole body, really paying attention and noticing the sensations in your body. Bring your awareness into that internal world, right? So how is my scalp feeling? Do I feel like I'm holding tension in my scalp? Are there muscles there that I can just kind of release? How about my eyebrows? How about my forehead? Is it tense? Am I holding tension there? Does it feel tight around my eyes? How about my jaw? How does my jaw feel? Like, is my tongue pushed up against the roof of my mouth right now? Is my jaw clenched? Does it feel sore and tight and tired? How does my throat feel, right? How does my neck feel? How do my shoulders feel? And just working your way down, you can do this in a minute. And really bringing that awareness to your body and connecting with your body can help move you out of a freeze response. Another thing you can do to connect with your body is really gentle body squeezing. So how we were just talking about body tapping for a flight response, body tapping can be great here too. And you can tap along your body or you can also squeeze. So literally just use your hands and squeeze, like you can cross them over your arm, over your chest, right? And just start kind of squeezing at your shoulders, down your biceps and your triceps. You can squeeze along your forearms. You can squeeze your hands together. You can kind of squeeze up and down your legs. And again, just bringing awareness to your body and the sensations of your body. And then two more things. One, orienting yourself to your five senses. This is also one that can be done from anywhere at any time. But you literally just run through your five senses and notice what those senses are actually noticing. So again, you're bringing yourself back into your body. You're orienting yourself to your environment, to your body. So your five senses, right? What are five things that I can see right now? And then you just run through five things you can see. Okay, what are four things that I can touch right now? And then you notice yourself. Okay, I'm touching, you know, my seat, I'm touching my hands together, whatever. Run through four things you can touch. What are three things that I can smell right now? Maybe you have perfume on you. Maybe you have an essential oil. Maybe you have something in your purse, a lotion, hand lotion or something that you could smell, right? And you just run through your senses. And that practice can really help bring a shift out of a freeze response for a lot of people. And then the last thing I want to give you guys is temperature change. So often our nervous system will respond pretty well to temperature. So if you're stuck in a freeze response and you're feeling out of your body, what are some ways you could bring yourself back into your body with temperature? Well, you could hold on to some ice cubes. You could grab an ice cube and kind of rub it on the inside of your wrist. You could grab a bag of like frozen veggies in your freezer, like just grab a bag of frozen peas or something, and you could hold that on the back of your neck. That is activating for your vagus nerve, which brings calm and regulation to your body, safety to your body. You could just hold that, those frozen veggies, right? But a lot of times that temperature change can be pretty powerful in helping bring you out of your head, out of this dissociated freeze response and into your body, which will then bring regulation. Okay. I know I gave you guys a lot of different tools. Don't let this overwhelm you, right? Maybe just try. You probably know how you tend to respond to stress. So if you're someone who tends to be thrown into a fight response or flight response or freeze response, notice that. And then take one of these practices and give it a shot the next time, right? The next time I notice that I'm in a freeze response, I'm going to do some body squeezing and see what happens, or body scan. The next time I'm in a fight response and I just want to like snap and throw something, I am going to find a wall and take a minute and just really push all my energy into that wall and then see what happens. And just notice, right? So much of this regulating work is noticing. So just notice what seems to happen in your body. I would love to hear what you guys are trying, what you're practicing, what you're noticing. So if you want any feedback, if you have any questions, man, shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, hello@michellegrosser.com. I would love to hear what you're trying. I would love to hear what's working. I would love to hear what's not working. If that's the case, I can definitely help continue to coach you and give you feedback. So just let me know. I'd love to hear from you. All right, my friends, that's what I've got for you today. I just love you guys so much. I'm so grateful for every single one of you. If you are interested in joining us in April and Restore, holy moly, would I love to work with you. So if that's something that you're curious about, go ahead, click the link in the show notes. Check out the website. There's so much information there. Jump on the wait list. Shoot me an email or book a discovery call if you have any questions. I would love to answer them for you. But we're going to be starting that up in just a few weeks. So now is the time, my friends. All right. Take care. I'll talk to you guys soon.
If you love Mommy's Polygraph, leave a review.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would be so awesome if you could take a moment to subscribe and rate the podcast. And if you have just a few more seconds to leave a quick review, they really help to get this podcast out to other moms like you. I read every last review, and trust me, when it's late at night or early in the morning before my kids get up and I'm working on bringing you all of this content, your reviews are what keep me going. Leaving a review is truly the best way you can thank me. And of course, DM me on Instagram. I love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to another episode. Head over to the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at michellegrosser.com, where you'll find free resources and more ways to connect with me. If you love the show, share it with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.